Welcome to It's That Podcast, episode 37. I'm your co-host, Joe Lindholm, along with Jason Shirley. Jason, how are we doing tonight?
In a row?
In a row? I love 37.
Such a you do.
Welcome to this edition of It's That Podcast. We're Skyping it up today. Hope you enjoy it. We had to jump on after the Bears game. Bears. Victorious today at Arizona. But we also wanted to talk about the Monday night game. Because we weren't around for that one. That happened the day after we recorded our last podcast. So we wanted to hit on that right quick. The Bears victorious against the Seattle Seahawks on Monday Night Football, 24-17. Shaky game at best.
Yeah.
That Monday night game. The defense definitely bailed them out. The offense couldn't really get anything going, seemingly, anyway. Trubisky was 24-35, 200 yards, two tuts, two picks. He was only sacked twice, which was good, but they could not run the ball at all. Is that, mm-hmm. is that pretty much the way you see it?
That's exactly right.
Yeah. They were, Jordan Howard only had 35 yards, and your next two rushers were Trubisky with 24 and Gabriel with 17. So not a great job by Nagy trying to get off of. That's the thing that, you know, that he has to start learning is to stay away from Trubisky's weaknesses, right?
Right. That's his job.
That's what he gets paid for. And running the ball, you know, running for his life seemingly every play isn't the way to do it. However, in the game, they had 34-24 in time of possession. They really put pressure on Russell Wilson all game long. They had six sacks on him. And a bunch of other hurries and things like that. Your leading tackler was Roquan Smith. Hey, a number one pick that played and got
actually did productive. Something right.
Imagine. That's so odd. And Danny Trevathan was the man of the game that game. He won Defensive Player of the Week, and he killed it that game. He looked really, really good.
Yeah, man. The thing about that defense is there are so many weapons and so many people that they've got to keep an eye on that it's just going to open up. You know, it's going to be a different guy every week that you're not going to be able to scout for.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, they looked really good.
Because, I mean, Mac could have gotten it first week. He could have gotten it second week. He could have gotten it, you know, today.
For sure today. Because Danny Trevathan, as good as he was Monday night, not so good today. But a lot of today's win, Victoria 16-14 against the Cardinals. A lot of today was itchy. That whole game was itchy. Nagy's play calling wasn't very good.
I thought. And we've talked about this since week one. His scripted plays, those 15 to 20 to start the game, are genius. I mean, he's got Trubisky in the best position possible.
Yep.
He went like 9 for 9 against the Packers. On Monday night, he went 9 out of 10. Could have been 100% because somebody dropped the pass.
Right.
You know, today, the first series was great.
Yeah.
I mean, they did everything right. And it just seems like after that, they fall off the table. It's like, you know, they don't know what to do.
Yeah, and you mentioned earlier in the production meeting that Trubisky appears to stay on receivers, the same receiver for multiple plays.
Exactly.
Yeah, like, and it shows today – Gabriel had 10 targets, only 6 catches, and Allen Robinson, who was the man of the hour on the Monday night game, had 7 targets and only 3 catches. So at least he kept trying to get him the ball. He's your number one receiver, you know. Or one could even argue Trey Burton is your number one receiver.
Well, I mean, for this offense, I would say Trey Burton, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's been playing great.
He got involved for the first time in 3 weeks, really, today.
Yeah, for sure. But another stellar game by the Bears defense. I mean, you see 14 points a lot, and you're like, oh, what do you mean they gave up 14 points? How is that stellar? Well, if you see that, that means you didn't watch the game.
Absolutely. And then going back to the Monday night game, that score made it appear a lot closer than it was. But, you know, they really came back.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, in today's game, the Bears scored enough points, right? They scored enough points to win the game. But, I mean, yes, they gave up 2 touchdowns, but – the first touchdown, I'll tip the hat to the Cardinals. They earned it.
Yeah, they did.
They exploited a coverage. I think Trevathan might have missed a coverage, but they scored pretty quickly. which is pretty disheartening.
Cover that tight end.
Right. And then three and out after that. I'm just looking at the play chart for the drive chart for the Cardinals. And then the fumble by Trubisky was at the 21, and they had just a 21-yard pass to Johnson. So that really, in one play, what are you going to do? But yeah, after
I'm putting that on the offensive tab. I'm not giving that
for sure. Defense. Yeah. You got to be – Trubisky's got a hand on the ball there for sure. But then after that, you got a six-play drive by the Cardinals on a punt, three-play, another three and out, four and out with a pick, five play and a pick, seven plays and a fumble, eight plays and a pick, and then the three plays to end the game. But this one, you can give this one to the Bears defense. And fortunately for them, they were only on the field 23-39 in the game. The Bears really had time of possession. So because
they could run the ball today.
Absolutely. Today they were taking care of business running the football, which is great to see. Jordan Howard, 24 carries, 61 yards. Cohen, 5 carries, 53 yards. Trubisky was 24-35, 220. No touchdowns, one pick. But that key fumble, he's got to have better. And the interception was a tip.
It was.
And on the replay,
right, throwing the ball with a minute and 26 left, Josh.
Correct. You're right.
Why are you doing that?
100%. 100%. And
why did you go empty backfield at all with
him? Oh, and then, they did that again in the first half. They went third and two, empty backfield. Like, you can't do that with this guy. You don't have Tom Brady quarterbacking your team.
You do not.
You got to give him as much confidence as you can give him, so he'll make the plays when he needs to make the plays.
Well, right? And that's why it's so brilliant the way they start these games. I mean, starting a guy off, 10 and 10.
Yeah.
Can only go up. But
yeah, I got to give him credit. I mean, Howard's efficiency wasn't great, but they didn't stop giving him the ball.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Which was good to see. Like, they had that one third and two play with the empty backfield. But other than that, on third down and on the fourth and one that he converted, you give the ball to 24, man. He didn't need to have 3.5-4 yards of carry.
No, and then handing it off at the goal line finally.
Right. Yeah, they're not asking him to do that. And that was – I got to give – we're going to rip Nagy for that, but I got to give Nagy credit on that fourth and short, that little shovel pass to Robinson.
Yep. To Robinson. Yeah, that was Burton's touchdown last week.
Yeah, for sure. But I mean, to be creative enough to use a wide receiver to rush the ball 1 yard is I gotta give him credit for it. That's the kind of thing that we didn't have in the past, right?
That's correct.
But at the same token, you got Jordan Howard. There's no need to. He's a beast. That's what he does. He's a north-south, right. Beat your ass, get that yard.
Well, that was the other thing we talked about with Cohen going north-south and Howard going east-west.
Yeah, there were two plays in the second half, or the first half, where they ran a sweep to the left with Howard, and then they tried to run the ball up the middle with Cohen, and that was just not – that wasn't going to happen.
No,
neither one was going to happen. And by the way, as we record this Brady touchdown, excellent pass. But anyway, that's why he's Tom Brady.
Okay.
But overall today, I'll give the grade, B minus, I guess.
Yeah.
Maybe. Okay. I mean, the offense.
C plus, I'll take it. So, I mean, I kind of want to give him a better grade after looking at the Vikings and what they're showing today home.
Kiss my survivor pole, by the way.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
That's all right.
Hey, they got rid of the defensive coordinator after the first half last week. Okay, in Buffalo.
Oh yeah.
They've gone six quarters now without giving up any points. So that may be a thing.
Yeah, I mean they played the second half of last week's game, and you're right. Yep. Well, they give two field goals. They've not given them a touchdown.
They haven't given them a touchdown in six quarters. Thank you.
Yep. That's correct. Yeah, because I think the Vikings kicked two field goals, but I'm sure Mr. Viking will correct us on that. But one thing you cannot
today. No, I don't think they gave up any. I think they pitched a shutout today.
No, I think it was.
Oh, you're right. They haven't. The Vikings hadn't been shut out at home since 1962, with a young Francis Tarkington behind the center.
I liked it. I liked watching Fran Tarkenton play.
Did you?
I mean, when we were kids, he was old. So, you know,
he was old.
Yeah, he was old school. But again, today's grade, I'll give them a B, B minus, C plus, somewhere in there. The play calling wasn't great. But the talent on defense, that's what won them that game today.
Agreed.
By far. Which isn't necessarily the worst thing, right?
Right. No, I mean, and I don't want to pigeonhole Trubisky to say that he's going to be a Shane Matthews or he's going to be somebody that is just a game monitor I expect better things from this kid down the road.
Yeah.
But my confidence right now is shaken.
Right.
I felt better about him before game one than I do right now.
Yeah, and I'll give him credit and Nagy credit. He did throw the ball downfield more in this game.
Yeah,
he really did. So,
and he hit Robinson in stride on one pass that was really nice.
Yep. So he showed flashes, but he needs to improve overall. So,
agreed.
You know who probably doesn't need to improve at this point?
Who's that?
The Cub.
I think they might.
So it was Cubs Sox weekend here in Chicago.
It was.
Cubs won 2 of 3, as I think I called on the last podcast that they were going to do that. Look, these games should not be played at night.
Because of the fights?
Oh, my God. Dude. Everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere. Like, I saw four myself and the...
Your Wrigley Field ass clowns that go to the south side just to be loud and annoying and then, yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah. And you let them drink.
Then you got the guys that, we ain't no white trash.
Right. And
beat up Tom, what was that guy's name from the
Royals? Tom Gamboa.
That's it.
The McGee's, father and son tag team.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I got there because I knew it was going to be a shit show, like getting in and out of it. Mm-hmm. So I was at the park. Game started at 6. I was there just before 3. And the C lot was half full of tailgaters.
Wow.
3 hours before the game.
That's some good Chicago drinking right there, my friend. Yeah,
exactly. So they've got to stop playing these games at night. But I digress. That's not what you call it. So the Cubs right now have a magic number to win the division of 5.
That's correct.
And a magic number to make the playoffs of 2.
You know, before they went to Arizona,
uh-huh.
looking ahead at this this series against the Pale Hose,
yeah,
there was a chance, if everything would have fallen right, they could have clinched at the G spot.
Yes.
And I'm going to say that would have killed Harrelson.
I think so.
Can you imagine the last... They sweep, clinch, and there's like 3 minutes of silence, right? He just walks out of the booth, never be seen or heard of.
You just hear this. And then that's the falling of the microphone, and then he's down. Yeah.
There you go.
But I'll say this, it's got to be on YouTube. His farewell.
Yeah.
If that doesn't tug at your heartstrings, you should probably give up being a human being because it was touching. It was really touching.
I mean, this guy's been a Harry Carey caricature to me for like the last 4 or 5 years.
Probably so. He was a caricature.
But you're saying, even with that, his farewell will give me empathy and make me think of, okay.
And I mean, he was just weeping. He could hardly make it to the end.
Oh, my word.
Yeah, it was tough. I didn't even hear it. I just saw it on a different monitor than what we were watching. It was tough to watch. I mean, it was tough to watch.
What, really? Now, was it Ken doing that, or was it the Hawk?
That was probably Ken.
Okay.
Because the Hawk
He's always said there's two...
That's right.
Two guys.
Yep, I think that was Ken.
Okay.
Kian.
So would Yaz have liked it then, or...
I'd say the two most sentimental show-offs I've ever seen. It was me and yes.
I'll tell you what, Feisty.
So just to sum up a little baseball, we'll hit on this real quick. The American League is pretty much done except for the second wild card, which looks like the A's are going to be damn close to wrapping that thing up soon.
What happened to the Yankees there?
They're in the wild card.
Oh, they're already in?
Yeah, they're in.
Oh, okay.
They have clinched the playoffs spot. They're in the wild card game.
I thought so.
99% sure it's going to be against Oakland unless the Astros just stumble badly here at the end. Astros have a 4.5 game lead with 6 to play. So 5 or 6 to play. But anyway, whatever. But yeah, it's right down to the wire. Not really. When I say right down the wire, I mean the Oakland A's being in the wild card is my point.
And how often did you look at them and go, damn, the A's, they're just great.
And then
you like keep waiting for them to just kind of fade away and go, well, yeah, they're the A's and they don't have the money. And no, man.
Well, that's what we thought about the Braves.
We did.
Right?
We did.
Because we're like, oh, they're going to eventually just
Freddie Freeman's going to break.
Yeah. And they just kept winning games and kept winning games and kept winning games.
Nick Markakis is going to say, oh, wait, I'm not in Baltimore. Okay.
Okay, great.
I must be 50.
Right. But so the National League is still all kinds of up in the air. It's going to be a fun week in the National League. The Braves have clinched the division. They're in. They've clinched already. They've clinched earlier this week. You've got Cubs, Brewers, Cardinals in the Central. So the Cubs are in the lead. Brewers are 2.5 out. Cardinals are 4.5 out. And the Cubs play the Cardinals the last series.
That they do.
So, and then
this Brewers Cardinals series coming up is going to be just as appointment television as Cubs Pirates for me.
Absolutely. And then the Dodgers and the Rockies, they're done playing each other. The Dodgers are on the road the rest of the way. They're at Arizona, then at the Giants, their hated rival, right? I'm sure Giants fans would love to bounce them from the playoffs.
Yeah, Gillespie would love that.
Oh, believe you me, he would. And then the Rockies are home. They're home again, 4 against the Phillies and 3 against the Nationals. So, you know, take that for what it's worth. So, I mean, they seemingly will have an easier time, but the Dodgers are, on paper, at least a better team. But who knows?
Right. That's got to be the biggest disappointment of this MLB season, though, you think?
The fact they're only a game and a half up at this point in the season?
The amount of money that they put in?
Hundreds of dollars. Hundreds of millions of dollars. Just wasted, right?
Well, yeah, I mean...
If they don't make it, I should say. But they have to. They got to make it. Maybe they don't. They're on the road for the end of the season. The Rockies are at home. So...
Going back to the coup,
yes,
the power outages that we've seen all year long.
Yeah.
I mean, the World Series year, they had a 2-week stretch where they went through this.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the last couple of years, any time a team will go out and put up like 12 or 13 runs, you know, the next day they're going to have a hard time getting it done.
Yeah, seemingly.
And I can always forgive that. But. Right. I mean, they've had week-long stretches where they might score 3 or 4 runs in a series.
Yes. Well, like the Red series.
You can't win playoff games that way.
Yeah, the Red series, they scored, what, 5 runs in 3 games? Yeah,
the whole thing. Yeah.
That's not good.
No.
That's no bueno.
I mean, it is the Red.
The powerhouse.
The world-beating Red.
Yes. Yes. And the White Sox need one more win. Oh, no, 2 more wins. Their magic number's 2, by the way. And you're asking yourself, 2? What do you mean 2 wins? 2 wins so they don't lose 100 games.
Mm.
They're 61-94.
Wow.
So 1 win will make sure they won't lose more than 100, and 2 will make sure they won't lose 100 at all. But things could be worse. You could be the Orioles.
You could.
Who are 45-110.
The only thing worse than being an Oriole, Joe?
Yeah.
Being an Oriole fan.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Orioles are 60, count of 60 games back, 6-0.
Wow.
Yeah.
I remember the day that they were more games back than they'd won.
Oh, they're still, and they're far and away.
Oh, no, now they are. They're,
And they've allowed 853 runs, by far the worst in baseball. Yeah. 800.
Do they have any pieces left?
53. Nah. Adam Jones is old. Chris Davis is old and expensive. Other than maybe some of the young starting pitching right now, I don't see it. Right. I mean, they got a bunch of they got a few pieces back in the Machado trade.
Right.
They have Jonathan Villar, I guess. But, I mean, what do you hang your hat on there, right?
Right. No, but I mean, when Scope and Machado went, I'm like, well, they're done.
Yeah.
So, yeah, hey, sure. And have you looked up, is FAIL still part of that organization?
FAIL, he's the president.
Is he still?
Yeah.
That guy is just
99% sure. If there was only some sort of network.
If there's been anybody that's been in the Lucky Sperm Club and.
Oh, my God. No.
And played on his name more than that guy.
I can't
think of one. I can't tell you who it is.
I can't think of one, right?
He's never done anything except be the kid of somebody that was big in baseball.
He's the president of baseball operations for the Philadelphia Phillies.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess you can just blame the collapse of the
Orioles. Well, I mean, it's got to be on his shoes, though. I mean, like, he's the one that
sure.
drafted and all that good shit.
Oh, yeah. Brought in Sammy. Brought in Corey Patterson. He brought in every old Cub he could.
Yes, correct. I think I saw George Mitterwald catching. I could be wrong. I could be wrong, though. Maybe I missed something.
Was that Glenn Beckert at second base?
Why don't they play Kissinger more? Can you imagine sports radio back in the day? If there was like sports radio in the 70s? Or even if there was this, if there was even podcasting or anything back then?
Oh.
Oh, my God. The Bears would just be ridiculed.
Yeah.
You know, and then the post-game callers for Bears games are just...
I think post-game Sox, after hearing the Ranger for as many years as I did,
have to be worse. Yeah, that's true.
But Bears...
Post-game Bears.
Bears are up there.
Oh, my God. Today was just... Dude.
Hey, why don't they play more of that Chase Daniel?
Literally.
He looked really good in preseason.
I swear this was a question. Why don't they run the I formation more?
Oh, okay.
That was a question.
Not the T formation like we saw in week one?
Or, because it thrills the nation. I don't know if you heard
it
that.
It does.
See this here.
We love the way they thrill the nation.
So. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Sorry, Zay. I kicked the mic.
Ooh.
Yeah, just moving my foot. Anyway, so the Cubs are looking pretty good, I think, here. Their playoff clinches, too, so they should be in business. But it's National League's going to be fun the last week. American League's going to be boring, other than the A's, but the A's, whatever. Right? I mean, the A's are 6.5 up on the Rays. So, I mean, they're going to clinch tomorrow, probably, because the Rays are just going to run out of time.
They are. But you know what? God bless the Rays, man.
Yeah. Dude, they're
87. Have they gone this whole season starting with a closer? I mean, after like the first 30 games?
That's a good question.
Because I remember when they went to it and then they like did it for a week and then they just didn't stop doing it.
Right. They have Sergio Romo as 22 saves.
Wow.
You know what, man? They're 87-68.
Wow.
This team, with that that payroll, in that division,
in that shitty park,
in that just dumpster fire park,
yes,
they're 87-68.
It's the circus of MLB. It is awful.
You could not have put it better. Literally, there's no better analogy you could have had than that one. The circus. That is perfect. You could not be more correct. I mean, the Braves have 88 wins.
Yeah.
The Cardinals have 87. The Dodgers have 87 wins. The Cleveland Indians, who won the AL Central, have 86 wins. Tampa's 87-68, and they're 18 games out.
That is crazy.
With seemingly nobody on their roster... They're 7-3 in their last 10.
Yeah. Their piece that they dealt went to the Pirate and did nothing.
They're 48-26 at home. 48-26.
Wow.
The Cubs are 47-27 as a relation, as you get a sense of scope, right?
Right.
And the problem is the two guys in front of them, the Red Sox, are 54-21 at home, and the Yankees are 53-28 at home.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, that was shaping up for the Yankees and the Red Sox to both win 100 games this year, and yeah. I can't remember the last time that happened.
And I'll to use a hawkism, I'll tell you what. There are many baseball writers who can make a claim that Kevin Cash should be the manager of the year.
Yeah. How couldn't it be? Honestly. I mean, the guy has done the most with the least.
With this?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm looking at their stats right now. CJ Cron has 27 bombs. But on that, the team, there's three guys on their team that, well, take it back, four guys on their team that played more than 129 games. Cron, Joey Wendell, Matt Duffy, and Malik Smith. Like, how do you win? Like,
I don't.
There's no names on this. But,
none.
You know? And they just go out there and they just win. They win. Like, this guy should get manager of the year.
He has to.
Right?
Yeah. No, really.
I don't see how he... I mean, obviously, the Red Sox, they've only lost 50 games, right?
That's...
But the team that you had before Cora came on was just fine.
Right.
The yeah. Yankees. The Yankees are the Yankees.
Right.
Aaron Boone isn't a great manager. They have 95 wins.
No. They would have had the same amount of wins if Girardi was still there.
They could have had the same wins if Chuck Tanner was still there. If Chuck
Nothing
Tanner was.
Chuck Tanner.
No, he's my guy. But 87 wins on that team with that payroll and that part in this division, the guy deserves.
Yeah, he really, 100% he really does.
Deserves AL Manager of the Year. And the A's guy might get it, whatever. It doesn't matter.
No, man. Makes me think of MVPs.
Yes.
Now, yeah. You know, Javi and Yelich are the...
They're nip and tuck?
Well, yeah, and I was going to say they're the kind of the flavors of the week
right.
for the for MVP. And
yeah, and they're... Their numbers are pretty similar.
Yeah. But I think Yelich getting a cycle twice in like
yeah.
a week against, or 2 weeks. That's against, really...
And he did it against the same team.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. And again, it may just come down to who wins the division, right?
Right.
If the Cubs win the division, Javi Baez will be the MVP. If the Brewers win the division, then Yelich will be the MVP.
But then that it always brings up the argument to me, what is the MVP? Is it the best player
right.
in that entire division? Is it the player that's done the most for their team?
It's such an abstract thing, right?
Right. I mean, the year that McGuire beat Sosa in the home run
yeah.
race, they yeah. just kind of gave it to Sammy as a consolation.
Pretty much.
The Cubs did jack that year.
Yeah, they weren't very good.
No.
But you tuned in.
You even did. If you, and that's
even you know if
what?
You
that's
weren't a Cub
fan. Like wanted.
And even if you weren't a Cub fan, you tuned in.
Wow.
Especially at the end.
Well, and think about that. I mean, they would cut away from anything on ESPN to go oh, there
yeah.
back.
Yes. Yeah, for sure.
That was weird.
Yeah, it was, but appropriate, I thought.
Sure.
Like, these guys are chasing history.
Right.
You know, and that was nuts.
Although it was all steroided and flavored.
Yeah, it was tainted.
Chicks dig the long ball.
Yeah, I mean, even the, you know, even the Bonds thing still rubs me the wrong way.
It does. And the saddest part about that for me is that guy would have been a Hall of Famer without yeah, it.
Absolutely. That's
but he just as... wasn't getting the accolades that he wanted.
Right.
And
his
that's
ego.
Why he did, that's why he did what he did.
Yeah, his
and,
ego.
You know, I look at a Mike Trout, who's the best player in baseball, yet not the flashiest, and right. he seems fine with it.
Yeah.
You know?
And again, you had Manfred call him out saying, oh, he doesn't do enough. Yeah. Like, he does stuff quietly because he doesn't need to be the guy.
He doesn't need to be stroked.
Because there's some
he doesn't people, need to make you money.
Right. And there's just some people in this world that do stuff because they want to.
Right.
You know, do nice things because they want to, not because they feel obligated, not because they're a glory hog and say, hey, look at me. Look at the charity I'm giving. They just do it. And they don't say shit.
So speaking of the American League.
Yeah.
MVP.
Yeah.
You think it's between him and who?
I think it is between Mike Trout and – it was probably a three-horse race.
Right.
Mike Trout, J.D. Martinez, or Jose Ramirez.
Okay.
You can make a case for any of them. Their stats hover around the same mark. The only difference being that Trout's Angels are 75 and 81.
Yeah.
But is he the best player in the American League? Probably.
Is he the best player in baseball?
Probably.
Okay. And then there's always a dick that will go, well, you know, you should give it to a pitcher.
No.
They have their own award, motherfucker.
Not only that, you can give it to a closer.
I guess that's true.
I'm down with that.
Is Gagne the last pitcher to win it?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go on record saying that guy was on fucking steroids.
He was roided out of his mind. Yeah.
I think
he even admitted it. I think he even admitted it.
Well, and what I always thought that he did that for, I mean, he wasn't doing it to get bigger and stronger and to throw harder or throw faster. He was doing it for recovery time.
So he wouldn't get hurt.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, that guy pitched, I want to say he might have pitched like 60 games out of 75.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and he.
You hear Inner Sandman and.
And that's it. It's on.
That was badass, actually.
Hey, speaking of Enter Sandman,
yeah.
I'd have to double check this, my math real quick. Uh-huh. I believe Virginia Tech lost to Old Dominion.
Ooh.
I believe that's true.
That's going to sting, Rhodes.
Yeah, dude. That's not good, brother.
Ouch.
You know what else isn't good? Colorado State?
Yeah.
Get some.
They got it. The Redbirds
got it all.
Going, baby.
They did, baby. At home.
Yeah, and I'm listening to that game, and Colorado State, you know, strikes first blood or whatever you want to say there, and yep. they're up 6-0, and I'm like, well, you know, we played them tough. And then the Birds just roll.
Yeah. Yeah.
Defense. They couldn't stop us.
By the way, did you hear the gambling angle on this Penn State-Illinois game?
No, I did not.
I'm not saying anybody threw anything. That's not what I'm insinuating.
No, but Illinois was 1.5.
I will say this. Illinois was up – no, Penn State was up 21-17, right?
Okay, at the half.
Illinois, late in the third quarter, was only down 8.
And they ended up giving up 40 points in the second half, didn't they?
They lost by 39.
Jesus.
They gave up 35 points in the fourth quarter.
Wow.
And I think Penn State was a 28-point favorite or something like that.
So
if you imagine being in a sports book at the end of the third.
Thinking that I can start buying people drinks.
And it's 28-24. Yeah. If you have the ticket for the Illini, you're like, I got the Illini plus 28. They're only down 4 at the end of 3. Let's do this.
Yeah,
baby. And not so much. No. But quick college football hit since we're talking about it, and I got everything up here on my little device.
Yeah, you do.
All the big names won, so it's not really that big a deal. No big upsets like it was last week.
Well, didn't Texas beat TCU?
I didn't even see that.
I think we might maybe need to check that out, buddy.
Okay, all right. Purdue beat Boston College, but they were at home, so it's not really that big a deal.
Okay.
If there was only some website where I could look up only Big 12 scores.
Hey, aren't you people that know people?
I might be able to dabble. Let's take a look. Let's go here. Let's go over here. Hey, look at this. TCU versus Texas. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Texas victorious
31-16. Nice.
That's right. Hook 'em.
That's for you, Mr. Shunk.
That's right, Jake. That's for you, brother. 31-16, big win. It wasn't home, so I mean, home wins I usually take with a little less grain of salt. But did you see Oklahoma barely beat Army?
No.
Yeah, they had to go to overtime.
Yeah.
I guess the midshipmen
lost by 1 in overtime.
I guess the Sooners missed a chip shot field goal to win the game.
Ooh.
And then it went to overtime, and Sooners ended up winning. But still, dude, you can't do that to Army at home. That doesn't look good.
No. It's not a good look for you.
Especially when your arch rivals just beat TCU.
Yeah.
That doesn't bode well, brother.
Well, Yeah, and Thanksgiving's coming, baby. The day after, they always have the Red River Shootout.
It's coming up. It's coming up soon. So, again, just to talk about Hawk Harrelson for a minute. I just want to use take this 2 seconds. He go. He's going to be bizarrely missed, which is weird to say. Jason Benetti's awesome. He really is. He's spectacular. But Hawk, for all his homerisms, and his sayings, and being 100% obnoxious.
Yeah.
Sox fans are going to bizarrely miss him, I think. You know?
Yeah.
We're in good hands with Jason Benetti. Oh, he's fantastic. Dude, trust me. I heard him, when I was in the car today, I heard him calling the Eagles game for ESPN Radio.
Yeah, he does.
And it was him and Bill Polian.
Oh.
And he was outstanding. Jason Benetti.
That's a good pairing.
Oh, it's fantastic. And Benetti was killing it, 100%. It was really good.
Now, I know I've talked about this before, and it really has no bearing on his sports acumen or his ability to do the job.
Correct.
But does he have MS?
I believe it's cerebral palsy.
Cerebral palsy. Okay.
Yeah, I believe so. Yes.
All right.
And he's had it since birth, obviously.
Sure.
He's overcome obstacle after obstacle after obstacle, and he tries his best not to dwell on the fact that he has it. You know, like if a foundation or something comes to him, yes, he'll do the fundraiser or whatever, but he does his best to downplay it as much as possible. He's very humble.
Yeah.
And he's had to overcome a lot, right? Like, just to get where he's at. A normal human being would have, you know, to get to where he's at, would have to bust his ass, right? Jason Benetti is just a great commentator. He's just really good. And he happens to have cerebral palsy, right? He just happens to have it.
Right.
And we don't know what that's like. I couldn't tell you what it's like. Every day, I'm sure he wakes up in pain left and right. Like, I can't imagine. But I do know that he's a damn good announcer. And White Sox fans should be happy that he is still here. And I kind of wish he was on the radio.
Yeah.
Quite frankly.
No, I'm with you there.
Because, you know, I can't listen to a White Sox game on the radio. I just can't.
No?
Because
it's
really a public safety issue. Because they will put you to sleep.
Yeah.
And you know, they have rumble strips for a reason.
Oh, my God.
It's to wake up White Sox fans who have fallen asleep during games.
So, would you do that? Would you take a bat up there in your hand? Pitcher did something like that to you? Is that what you'd do? No? Yeah,
me neither. Some of my great Hawkisms was when... Do you remember when Todd Frazier hurt himself? Do you remember that?
Frazier, and he ran down there.
Yeah.
Like he was his dad in Little League.
I know. Like it was...
He left the boot.
It's so odd. Like it was in Houston, and Frazier dove for him on the stands, and he bit it. Like he face planted against the seat.
Yeah.
And Hawk immediately.
I got to see what's going on. I got to help that man out.
Like in the middle of the broadcast, right. Like what did you just do?
And yet, can you imagine being stoned going,
I guess I'm here solo.
And is checking on Todd Frazier, and he'll be back?
Yeah, and, you know, there's the call of Burley's perfect game, which was awesome. The catch. And And the call
that
of the,
good.
His Although, battles with Joe West.
I got to give that to Farmio, too. A perfecto!
Yeah.
I did like that.
And then you woke up. What?
I did. What? I did. I hit a tree. And
I woke up. The airbag woke me up. There you go. But as a Sox fan, Hawk, at least amongst us, will be missed in a weird way. But
hey, man. We go back to the Hawk wants you.
I go so far back, I'll tell you what. Him and the Dandy Don Drysdale.
Wow.
Yeah. That's how far back, man. I go back to him as the GM, wanting to put a Hall of Fame catcher in left field.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That was him.
Good old number 72.
That's right. And then they found him in a cornfield. We had a bottle of vodka in front seat.
Oh, so not a good look for him. We didn't talk about Addison Russell yet.
Oh, we can. We got time.
Really not a good look for him.
And
now, is it legit? I mean, when this came out the first time,
yeah,
it was a girlfriend of his wife, right? Or is it an ex-wife?
I believe it. That was the case. It was a friend of his wife's.
Okay, a friend of his wife is the one that, you know, said this is happening. She's afraid to say anything, so I'm putting it out there on social media.
Right.
Right. I can see that. I get it. I don't know that the Cubs looked into it. I'm sure they did. She didn't, you know, yeah, but she didn't, you know, follow up with anything on that.
Right.
So it kind of went away.
Right. And now,
all of a sudden it came back, and I'm not sure, did she bring it back up?
I don't know 100% of the details. All I know is that his wife said something or posted something, or I'm not 100% sure, but I can tell you that it was his wife that blew the whistle on
this time.
Yeah.
And like saying maybe it's still happening or.
Yes, correct. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, dude.
Or that it might have stopped for a while, but it's picked back up, yeah.
And that's. I'm sorry. I hate to call somebody a douchebag without knowing the entire story.
Douchebag.
But yeah, if that's the deal. I 100%. Mean, it completely affected his play.
Yeah. He was terrible.
When it came out. Yeah, when it initially came out. And yes. So I'm like, well, you know, maybe he's learned his lesson. He's a young kid. He got a lot of stuff handed to him early.
Sure, yeah.
You start to feel like you're above the law, I'm sure, whatever it is.
Right.
And, you know, I don't know how people grew up. If you grew up seeing that, maybe it's normal to you. I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't say any of that. But knowing, I mean, having what happened happen and dodging that bullet and, you know, just being like, whew,
right.
Okay. Now I can get my head straight. I understand this is wrong, whatever, blah, blah, blah. No, it doesn't stop. You go back to doing what you're doing.
Yeah. And he deserves 100% deserves
dude,
all the punishment and repercussions
dude,
that this
all of it. Right now he's on administrative leave. The last I heard.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, I think that's officially what he's under. Yeah.
And that's through the MLB. That's not even the Cubs.
Right. Yep.
So, yep. You know, I look at Baez at short and Murphy at second. Okay.
Right.
All right. Fine. Let's do this.
They're better off.
Yeah. You know, I guess the saddest part is they won't get anything for him.
And to be fair right now, and to be fair, they probably wouldn't have traded for Murphy had this not happened. Right? Because they had to have heard something before it hit the public.
You think?
I gotta think so.
They really needed a bat, man.
They did.
And it may have just played out that way. You might be right. I mean, you know Theo and Jed are looking way ahead at stuff. And
they
may have seen that this was coming back up and was going to hit eventually, and they wanted to be covered. But... Yeah, you might be right. You might be right.
But, I mean, Murphy's worked out.
Yeah. Right?
Big time.
I mean, that guy, and knock on wood, but talk about power outages, that's the only guy that continues to, you know, game after game after game. That the Sox game where they got destroyed.
Yeah.
He let off with a home run.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and the Sox, I mean, this year didn't matter anyway, so it doesn't.
Right.
I'm not upset they lost 2-3 to the Cubs. Cubs are a better team.
Right.
It's just in, right?
Yeah, I hear you.
Did you hear about this? They're good. You know, but the biggest disappointment was the fans. That was senseless. Just dumb. And that's not, one of the reasons why I don't like going to these games. I went to it because it fulfilled my quota for the games I want to do every month.
Yeah.
But, man... Just a train wreck.
I told you the only one I ever went to with my old man.
Yeah.
Bring in the Chinaman!
Yeah. That's what, Takatsu, right?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Just the worst. These are the worst on both sides.
Just drunk both sides. It's exactly what it is. It's the worst of both sides.
It is. It brings up the worst in both sides.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way that a Sox fan can play Cubs fans and go, it's their fault. Or Cubs fans can play Sox fans and go, it's their fault. That's bullshit.
Absolutely.
It's
not.
Both sides. Like I said, don't play them at night. Man, play them during the day.
Yeah.
Don't let these guys get all liquored up.
And that's the thing. Let kids go. Let kids enjoy this, because really that's what it's about, man.
And Sunday is kids' day at the rate.
Oh.
So, I mean, I
is the arrow still going down over there, Joe?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, yes. Absolutely. It's guaranteed to go down, my friend. That's right.
Hey, now.
But there's a nice little setup of bars just to the north of the park on 33rd Street.
Okay.
Like, there's a Cork and Carry over there, and there's another place.
You know what? I haven't been to that Cork and Carry. I've been to
the original one?
Yeah.
And there's another bar down there. I don't remember which one, but it's a little mini bar place, right? Like, you just have to walk. You just have to walk up to, through Elmer Park and get there. It's not a big deal, but it's kind of cool.
I'm not going to get beaten up by anybody from Bridgeport, am I?
Not unless you're Bill Simonson, no.
Not unless I'm huge.
Not unless you're huge. Okay, just a piece of work.
What a tool.
I did it.
I got every bit of that.
I got attacked, unprovoked. Yeah, bullshit. You said or did something, you knew you shouldn't have done it, and you got your ass
bastard. Beat. Then went running looking for security.
Yeah, and a camera.
Oh, and a camera.
And a camera.
Exactly right.
That's right.
Yeah, you know, he's in the same team photo with Morton Downey Jr.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. Where he got beat up
by the Nazis?
Yeah.
He went in the bathroom and, like, punched himself in the face or hit himself with the door.
Yeah, I remember that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. There was talk that there was an incident involving Shawn Michaels, the wrestler back in the day.
Oh, yeah. Hey, has he washed his hair yet, or is it still greasy? Because he still has the Jerry curl.
It's still greasy. But there was talk of he got jumped by a bunch of Marines.
Oh.
He got jumped by two Marines, maybe three. Not like 10. Like, they played out like...
Not like 8.
Right. Yeah, okay. It was like two or three.
Yeah, all right.
And the funny part about it was he was out drinking with his buddies, his wrestling buddies, and it was a two-door car for some reason. And Davey Boy Smith, who's one of the largest teammates, he's huge, was in the back seat, couldn't get out to save Shawn Michaels.
Oh, my God.
He couldn't get out of the car. Like, a combination of being drunk, completely roided out, and huge, prevented him from leaving the car to go to the that dude was...
Oh, it wasn't his mushroom cap dick keeping him in the back seat. I'll tell you that for free.
No.
Was he part of a tag team or
British Bulldogs?
Yeah, That's what I thought. Mm-hmm. I thought he was part of that.
And he's legit British, by the way. Legit.
Yeah, not all right.
Fake. Yeah, legit British.
Davey Boy Smith.
Yeah. And his son's a beast too.
Is he?
Davey Boy Jr. Yeah, he's on the indie circuit. I think he was in WWE for a cup of coffee. He just didn't get over with Vince or something.
Now have I told you how much I love Flair's daughter doing the figure eight?
I know. Yeah, it's awesome, isn't it?
Lock the legs and then prop it up.
Yeah, because she knew she had to do it differently.
Right.
Like that was going to be the trademark, but she had to make a little twist.
But still
on.
Tipping the hat. Yeah.
Right. 100%. Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah, she's a great wrestler though. So that's enough for another show. That's not what you call it.
No, it isn't. But I do have one more for you since the new wrestling video game's coming out in like.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
My buddy told me.
That's right.
Ronda Rousey's on the new game. I'm sorry?
Is she in it?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, have you seen her wrestle yet?
Yes.
How is it? Is it...
Not bad.
Okay.
Not bad. You can tell she's a rookie, but...
Now, somebody went against...
it was Steph her...
McMahon and Triple H, right?
Yeah, at WrestleMania, it was her and Kurt Angle.
Kurt Angle.
Against Triple H and Stephanie, yeah.
Okay.
And she held her own. She looked good.
All right.
She's the champ now, if you knew that, on Raw. See this? Hear about this?
Oh, no, I didn't.
Yeah. Yeah, she's the champ. Oh, no, I take that back. No, she's not Alexa Bliss's. But I stayed corrected. But she's a good wrestler. She looks, you know, she'll get it. If she can get judo, she can get this, right?
Right.
She's an Olympic gold medalist in judo, I believe, right?
Probably.
Serves me right, yeah.
I'd be a Rousey mark, for sure.
Yeah, but she wears this weird makeup, and it's kind of odd.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I haven't seen her.
She comes off to Bad Reputation by Joan Jett, though.
Oh, that's a win.
Which is kind of cool. And not like a WWE watered down version of it. Like, she comes out to Joan Jett doing Bad Reputation.
Nice.
Yeah. Cause you know, like. Hey,
can you see Vince going, okay, we can do that, but you're paying for it.
Right. 100%.
Yeah.
And her going, all right. Her going, all right. Sure.
Yeah. Not somebody, Joe Shit the Ragman doing a cover of it and changing the words.
Yes. Like they did in WWE.
Yeah.
Like WCW did it back in the day too, but WWE would for sure take songs and tweak them just enough to make them semi-original and then pot it off as their own.
Right.
And then, right, exactly.
Hey, you heard anything about that? And I don't know how I got stuck on wrestling tonight, but have you heard anything about that Chris Benoit movie?
No.
Okay.
I didn't know they were making one.
Yeah. I heard about it like a year ago.
And I can tell you this, straight up.
Yeah.
Vince will have nothing to do with it.
Probably not. And I wonder if that's why I got shelved.
Because, dude, let me tell you this, on the network.
Yeah.
You will not see a mention of Chris Benoit anywhere.
Now, not even like the Hogan one where you can't go to any Hogan matches, but if he wrestled somebody else, you can still see
him. That's the way it is.
Right.
But like in any description of anything.
Oh, I got it.
Because it's weird on the iPad app. It's weird, different than the browser version of the network. But on the browser version, it has timestamps. So like if you want to see this match, you click here. There are no timestamps for a Chris Benoit match.
Okay.
They're not there. There's just a really big distance between two matches, and that's it.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. He is. Except for his actual wrestling, he is persona
essentially not erased. Right.
He's out. Yeah. 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 Because I mean, after it happened, Vince.
And why don't you share with the folks that may not know?
Oh, okay. Chris Benoit murdered his wife and kid, and then killed himself.
Yes.
But he hung them. And there's all this weird shit, like, they found his brain. He had the brain of, like, an 85-year-old with Alzheimer's. Because his brain was so CTE'd. He had so many concussions. Yeah, it was sad. It's really sad. Sad story. And, like, he hung his kid.
Yeah, and, well, the other thing that was really sad about that is he killed his wife first.
Yeah.
And then he and his kid stayed in the house with his dead wife for... like
a day.
It was just a day?
That was a day. It was over the weekend. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, dude, it's unfortunate.
And, you know, he, like you said, with his brain, he was really paranoid, and he was really into the Bible. Do you remember, like, a bunch of Bible verses and stuff?
He was
killing them to save them from Satan or something?
And he left copies of the Bible with
like, open. Wife.
Yeah. Not they were open, but he left like he, I know he left the Bible with each of them.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, it's an unfortunate story. But that guy was super roided up and super
crazy roided up.
And what caused all this was CTE. It was not the roids, though.
Right.
His brain was so addled that it was
right.
There was nothing you could do about it.
And yeah,
there's no amount of like help or therapy that could have fixed it.
Right. I mean, these are extreme cases that we're talking about, but like Junior Seau.
Dave Duerson.
Yeah, exactly. And both of those guys killed themselves in a way that it would preserve their brain.
Yeah.
And they both asked for it to be checked out, right?
Yeah, they shot themselves in the chest.
Yeah.
I mean, and then you hear stories like Wayne Corbett, the wide receiver for the Jets.
Yeah, yeah.
Who trains or helps to train horses. But his brain is so fucked up, he has to have a GPS to get to and from the track.
Ugh.
Because he can't remember the route.
Dude.
And he takes it every day.
Yeah.
So while you're driving to work tomorrow, listening to this great podcast, Imagine not being able to memorize how you got to work or how to get home.
Yeah. I mean, at least he's functioning, though. I mean, there are some cats that got it so bad at like 24 or 26, and their girlfriends have stayed with them, and they're like four-year-olds. Like, they haven't been fed,
and they've
changed.
Yeah, and they've quit. They've just retired from the NFL.
Yeah.
Which, good on them. I mean, at least they recognized it, right?
Right.
At least they didn't go out there and keep doing it.
Right.
Just for the check. They understood they have a future and they didn't want to be fed baby food, right?
Right. No. And yeah, amen to that. Although, and the NBA, of course, is a different animal, but you and I both got on Derrick Rose for saying that.
Right. Right.
Oh, I've got a life after the NBA.
Yeah, but there's a big difference between CTE and a knee injury.
And knees and being able to, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, you can still be a great dad with a bad knee.
Yeah. And not a backpack full of dildos.
And exactly. It's tough to be a good dad when you can't remember shit.
Yeah.
Your brain is all fucked up.
Right.
That's not good.
And I joke about my wife being the mom of two kids, but that literally is.
Right. Exactly. Right.
Oh, man.
Well, Jay, it's been one hell of a podcast, brother.
Yeah, and leaving on that bright sunny note.
Yeah, exactly. Good luck with your Monday, everybody.
What's the Patriots Lions score?
Oh, they're in commercial right now. But I'll tell you what, the lovely and talented Jennifer Garner is on my screen.
She is.
Yeah.
Is she close?
This is a Capital One.
Oh, wow. You can keep that. Yeah.
Oh, speaking of Jennifer Garner, before we wrap this up, her new movie.
Where she basically plays Liam Neeson?
Yes, historically awful. I have not seen it, but the reviews have been just historically dog shit.
You know, Liam Neeson can make that movie 9 times. You can't make it once, no. Sister.
That's right. None for you, Higgins.
So Packers lost, Vikings lost.
Yes, the Lions are winning. Lions are 23-10 with about 7 minutes left in the fourth quarter as we wrap this up.
Wow.
So, yeah, I know. It's crazy. That is absolutely nuts.
There's parity in the NFL, Joe. I don't know if you've heard.
See this? Hear about this?
Yeah.
I mean, when you can almost – I mean, I think the Bills were 16.5-point dogs, and they won 27-6.
They did.
In any given week, man, anything can happen, I guess.
Apparently, it can. And on the road.
I know. It's not like they did this at home. They did this on the road. No. In Minnesota, one of the toughest places to play.
And I don't know if you can check this out in that wonderful stat book that you have available to you, but the two field goals that they got, wasn't there like only 3 minutes left when they did that?
If there were only a way for me to click on this.
I mean, they were seriously...
The
in danger of getting shut out at home.
Oh, you know what? It was not a field goal. I said corrected.
Oh, that was a touchdown, and then they went for two.
Correct.
I watched that. Now that I remember. Yep, yep.
It was a Kyle Rudolph touchdown, and then a failed two-pointer.
That's right.
That drive was 13 plays, 92 yards.
Yeah, well, I mean, the Bills were just letting them throw underneath all day. Yeah,
but that was right.
What are you going to do?
Right. 2:59 left in the game. Was when they scored that.
When they scored.
So, I mean, they went, 57 minutes roughly without scoring a touchdown. Without scoring a point. That's crazy. At home.
Changing the defensive coordinator the halftime that dude quit changed the season for the Buffalo Bills.
Get this. You ready? Here's the stat. Here's the reason why you know they lost at home. You ready?
Okay.
The Vikings rushed the ball 6 times.
Sorry?
For 6 times.
No, I heard you. I'm just...
For 14 yards.
Jesus.
Kirk Cousins threw the ball 55 times. It was 40 of 55 and only threw for 296. That's not good.
No, that's not good at all.
That is decidedly bad.
And Bill Cowher at halftime was doing his... Dave wants that impression. He goes, yeah, ever since they got this new defensive coordinator, the defense has been out there flying around.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
How'd that treat you?
And they were.
Yeah, they were for sure. Buffalo was.
Yeah.
Minnesota? Yeah, not so much.
Not so much.
Oh. All right. Well, we want to thank you for listening to this episode of It's That Podcast. You can find us on our website, www.itsthatpodcast.com. We're on Twitter. I am at Triple Lindy's. Jason's at J, the letter, Sleet Shirley. You can email us at joe@itsthatpodcast.com or jason@itsthatpodcast.com. We are on Facebook at www.facebook.com/itsthatpod. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. We thank you guys for listening. Hope you enjoyed this episode of It's That Podcast.
Peace. Ducking Packard.
Bears.